Boy Named Sue, when Johnny Cash did that.
Uh-huh.
Was that a real rush when you started hearing that on the radio everywhere?
No, because when I first heard it, I didn't like it. I didn't like, it didn't sound like he was too prepared. And he really wasn't. John learned it the same day, so I thought, well.
He did? Huh.
Yeah, he learned it on the bus going to San Quentin.
Had your own record of that come out first?
Yeah, it had come out and went right into the toilet. And John did it, and then I heard John's version, and I thought, well, you know, he missed a couple lines here and there. Could have done that better. And then the record got more and more successful, and I started to like it more and more. And then the record got enormously successful, and I started to hate it more and more because I kept hearing it. And then it found its place in the past. And so now he really sings it good now.
I should point out parenthetically that on Shell's new album, there's the father of A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah, which is the other side. I don't think John will sing that one.
When did you write that just recently?
Not too long ago. You know, not that long.
It was quite a while after the original.
Yeah, after the original. But I figure if it's my song, I have a right to satirize whatever I want to with it. Okay, now, years ago, I wrote a song called A Boy Named Sue, and that was okay and everything, except then I started to think about it, and I thought, it is unfair. I am looking at the whole thing from the poor kid's point of view, and as I get more older and more fatherly, I begin to look at things from old men's point of view. So I decided to give the old man equal time. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and f***ing in his pants till I had enough, so just for revenge I went and named him Sue. Yeah. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk, but getting by. Getting old and going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream. Comes the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, my name is Sue. How do you do? And then he hits me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells a tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails, and then he bit my thumb and kicked me with his high heel shoe. So I hit him in the nose, and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye, and it sure ain't easy fighting old boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, hey, now you bust my hair! And he hit me in the navel and knocked out a piece of my lymph. He was spitting blood, I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, a kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream, the mint. Then out of his garter, he pulls a gun. I'm about to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. Whew. So I fought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it because now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you any more of it. Sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, a son is fun, but it's a joy.